From Club Hangover, Doc Doherty presents Jack Teagarden and his band. Once again, from Club Hangover on Bush Street above Powell in San Francisco, we present a half hour of the music of Jack Teagarden and his band on this their closing night at Club Hangover here in San Francisco. Also on the program, Don Ewell. So stay with us for a half hour of the finest Dixieland jazz band music in the land. You recognize that as Jack Teagarden's theme song, I've Got a Right to Sing the Blues. And of course, you're going to recognize this opening tune in the show tonight. It's written by Kid Ory, of whom we're going to tell you more just a little bit later. Here it is, Jack Teagarden and the Muskrat Ramble. Thank you. Muskrat Ramble. And if things are quiet out your way, don't you ramble right on down here to Bush Street above Powell in San Francisco, where Jack T. Garden is closing tonight here at Club Hangover. And just a reminder, of course, there's no door or cover charge down here. You've got about 2 hours and 50-some-odd minutes if you hurry to catch this final line for Jack T. Garden. Supposing for the last time we call a roll around here, so just so you'll know who all is playing up here in the stand, Jackie Coons on trumpet, Jay St. John and clarinet, Cass Malone on bass, Ray Baduke, of course, here in the drums, and then the Tea Garden family, Sister Norma at the piano and Brother Jack on trombone. Well, you put them all together, and right now we've got a tune that's going on the air for the first time. This was written by a friend of Jack's here in San Francisco, and he specially scheduled it here for this final show tonight. Jack's friend's name is Shorty Alston, and Jack kind of likes this tune that Shorty wrote, so we're going to all hear it right now, and it's called My Trust in You. Shorty Alston's tune, My Trust in You. Jack T. Garden playing the tune of a native San Franciscan here. Well, it's about time for us to give you those previews of coming attractions here. Opening Monday night here at Club Hangover, Kid Ory and his Creole Jazz Band are coming back by popular demand. Yes. And by the way, as we came into the Hangover this evening, we encountered a couple of members of the band, Minor Ram Hall, the drummer, and Ed Garland, the bass, and It seems that they're sort of staying up late because they're going to work at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning for the Bachelor's Ball here in San Francisco. Oh, they're going to have a fine time there. But they're going to be opening here Monday, and along with Kid Ory and his Creole Jazz Band, returning back once again, Meade Lux Lewis as intermission pianist. So it's going to be a mighty fine bill, so don't forget that's opening Monday here at Club Hangover. Right now, we have Jack Teagarden and quite a few numbers to go on our broadcast, so let's listen to that good old standby called Baby, Won't You Please Come Home. Jack Teagarden.
Thank you.
Ah, that's the kind of music we have down here at the Hangover, so don't forget, every Monday through Saturday night, come on down to Bush Street just above Powell, and you'll see the sign sticking out over the sidewalk that says Club Hangover. Opening, of course, on Monday is Kid Ory. And now that we've completed our Hangover shift here, that means we're going to present our intermission soloist attraction here at Club Hangover at the moment, and I think you all know him very, very well, and he's going to introduce himself musically right now, and that would be one Don Ewell. And it's an old Jelly Roll Morton thing that he's going to perform for us at the moment. I think it's called the Froggy Moore Rag. That right, Don?
That's right.
Here we go. Don Ewell. One you don't hear so often, written by Jelly Roll Morton, called Froggy Moore Rag, and that was played by Don Ewell. And don't forget that we have an all-new cast here at Club Hangover opening Monday. It'll be Kid Ory and his Creole Jazz Band. By the way, we understand that Kid Ory is bringing in a sensational new trumpet man. along with an equally fine clarinet man, so why don't you come on down here Monday night and find out what it's all about. But right now, oh, we have something really familiar. To those of you who have followed the career of Ray Baduc over here, he's been sort of associated with this number along with a few other people. So here we go, Jack Teagarden and the band, and it's the March of the Bobcats. We got about 2 minutes left in our broadcast here, and I think we're going to bring things to a grand conclusion with a thing that's called Honeysuckle Rose. Jack Teagarden and his band.